Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is The Burt Show.
Let me ask you guys a question, because it dawned on me the other day when we were talking to Melody and in talking to Jamie Massey the last couple of days also. The biggest fear with Melody that we had, and she was the one that found the presents in her boyfriend's apartment.
Right.
And there were two different sets. Well, the reason why she initially started snooping around was that they had agreed to only get, like, a couple of presents each for each other,
three,
right?
Three gifts. But the concern she had, because she was kind of broke, is they didn't put a financial limit on it. So
right.
She was trying to figure out how much money he spent to know how much money she should spend.
Here is a big fear when you're buying presents for other people, and I call it gift imbalance. Like, when you...
I thought the biggest fear was drawing Leonard.
That's the second biggest fear. The first is gift imbalance. Like, if you give somebody, like... Because it's really defining your relationship. So, like, let's say I give Jen Hobby a calendar, and she gives me a car. That is gift imbalance for sure. She sees our relationship differently than I do. I see her as a calendar person. She sees me as a car person. I mean, that's really, really extreme, but that's what we're talking about here.
Right.
So I would love to take calls from you if you had the worst case of gift imbalance, where you came to the table with this, they came to the table with that, and you were either really disappointed or really just uncomfortable, just totally uncomfortable.
I gave him a gift certificate to the Gap, and he gave me herpes.
Imbalance, for sure.
Definite imbalance. Massey, going through the same questions right now.
Yeah, new to the Burt Show holiday season, obviously. I mean, I was here last year, but I was just on in the afternoon. So we did the little gift exchange name drawing. And obviously, I got a member of the Burt Show, and I was just asking Burt, I'm like, how crazy do you guys go with your gift purchases? Because I don't want to spend, like, I don't want to be that guy. You know, that guy who either goes crazy and spends like a couple $100 on a nice gift for one of you. And then I get, you know, like you said, like a calendar and maybe a matching set of cards.
Well,
I don't know.
This is the first year we've done Secret Santa.
Right.
So that's a great question to pose, because I'm sure we all would like to know that.
Are y'all stressing about this too? At least the women?
I'm not stressing about it because of who I picked and
right.
I know what I want to get. I think had I maybe drawn somebody else, I would have been a little bit more, you know, nervous about it. But Melissa's right. It's the first time that we've done the Secret Santa with each other. So we've always, in the past, bought everyone a gift, which obviously limits the budget because mm-hmm. you're buying
mm-hmm.
more.
Right.
And now we're buying one. I will probably spend more this year on one person than I did in the past. But I haven't put, like, a money limit on it. I've just been thinking about what it is that I want.
Does
that
make sense?
I haven't bought it yet.
There is that stress, you know. 404-741-1005. You come to the table, even if, like, see, here's the thing, that if you have chosen a present, though, that you feel is totally suitable and, I mean, totally perfect for this person's personality. Like, I think Melissa is really great at picking out gifts and cards and stuff for other people.
Well, I think that doesn't mean
it has to be expensive.
Right. I think for me, when I do gift giving, because I usually try to give myself some time to do it, because I'm not the, you will never see me on Christmas Eve in a mall, you know, or whatever. So I'm the annoying person that starts buying gifts ahead of time. But yeah, I think that, yeah, I don't think about money if I find a good gift, because I think even if it's a small gift, mm-hmm. but that person's going to love it, then they're not going to be thinking about, oh, well, they just only spent, you know.
Well, in years gone by.
Hey, Sarah, hold on one sec, okay?
Like Melissa would hand make her own Christmas cards, you mm-hmm. know, in the past. So like that, I mean, that's thoughtful, like taking the time to put to, you know, like hand draw them, like artistic or whatever. So I think Melissa gets more into the, what's it called? Like the thoughtfulness.
Melissa, I do construction paper and then layer. It's fun.
Or origami is always good too.
Yeah. Melissa used to do like cartoons and everything.
Mm-hmm. Not doing that's it awesome. This year though.
Well, some people are going to get some of the, so some people will receive the cards that you already have received. But yeah, not this year. I didn't have time this year. No. So much going on.
So Melissa was thoughtful up until 06.
06 was the year of selfishness.
Save that. Sarah, gift imbalance. When did it bite you in the butt?
Well, good morning, Bert Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
This happened when I was in high school, and it was my very first boyfriend. And he was a big Miami Hurricane fan. Mm-hmm. So for his birthday, I bought him, you know, a jersey and some pants to go with it and everything. We were still dating at my 16th birthday, and for my birthday, he got me a green pepper from his mother's garden and a rose.
Come on.
That's so awesome, a green pepper.
Yeah.
So did you feel humiliated that he got you something so nice?
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to find examples where it's the guy that came in low and the woman came in high.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Q100.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
1 year I got my brother and his ex both $30 gift cards to Abercrombie, and they got me a sock from Old Navy off the clearance rack.
Oh, man. Mm. Big time gift imbalance right there.
Ooh. Yeah, I felt kind of jipped, so I have been kind of skimping for the rest of the years on everybody after that.
See, this is how the whole game works, too, because if you come in with the low present this year, here's how the whole psychological game works. The person that receives it realizes now that you're going to come in low, so they come in low next year, and what you do to make up for your lame present the year before is you go over the top, so now the imbalance continues into the next year.
We did. I think I did that with you for like the
first, I know I've done it with you.
I did that like the first year that Bert and I worked together. One of us got the other like something really nice, and then we did the token thing, and then like the year two. And I remember almost thinking like, okay, we just got to talk about it. Like we just got to say, okay.
Balance it out.
Right. Thanks for the candle. But look, thanks for the candle. Try not to run me over with the Range Rover that I got you.
Good morning, Juliana. You're on Q100. Hi.
Okay, so 1 year I was dating this guy, and I was the one who stayed up all night on Thanksgiving and was in the line like 3:30 in the morning the next morning to wait out in the cold and get him all this really cool electronic gadget stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Christmas, the only thing that he got me was a CD of mine that he had borrowed. And
then
back.
No.
What?
He re-gifted your own CD?
Jerk.
Like, I wasn't going to know that this is my CD that he borrowed like, a couple months ago.
He must totally have forgotten.
And it was, like, open. The cellophane was all ripped off.
Yeah, of course. You know, like, all scratched up.
That's ridiculous.
Track number two never starts because there's a little scratch right there.
Because I mean, like, Katie and my first Christmas together, and we've had the conversation several times just to check in, because we put a price limit on it, and then not only is the price limit, but it's like, okay, now have you spent that whole price limit on one thing, or did you do the price limit on several
just
things?
A heads
it's collective
up.
Like, so we're doing that because I think we're both worried about this very thing, because this is the first year, so this is like setting a precedent, you know?
I'm going to take a little of this public radio time to talk directly to Katie Joan, just a little heads up. know Melissa for 5.5 years. If she put a price limit on it, just know it won't be a nickel more. Like, don't think. don't think, like, if your price limit was $200, don't think, well, I can spend $250 because I'm sure she's going to go over. You're getting $195. Just so you know.
$199.99.
And guess what? If the regular price was $200 and she got it on sale for $149, she's done. It's regular price with her. She'll pocket the other $51.
The gift imbalance here, the theory now on gift imbalancing, and this is a consistent. that it's the guy that screws it up. Yeah. He always comes in low. Woman always comes in high. Hey, Sheila, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning.
Morning.
Last year, my boyfriend of 4 years, I got him a massage table because he's always having back problems and stuff, and it was, like, decked out with all these different massage features and stuff. Cost a couple $100. He got me a toolbox.
Really? A toolbox?
Huh. He said I didn't have enough tools around the house, so he got me this $20, like, girl toolbox that had, you know, all these little pink, like, hammer and stuff in it, but it was $20 at Home Depot.
I have that.
See, here is
that one here.
Here's, like, where, you know how, like, women's minds are working all the time? Like, I love your analogy about the watch, the face of a watch.
Yeah, I say that woman's mind is like a watch where, you know, on the surface, all you see is, you know, the minute hand and the hour hand, and you think it's so simplistic, but you take the face off, and all those gears are constantly turning and turning, and that's what a woman's mind's like.
Like, I know that some women will look at the presents they get as a personal definition of how well their husbands or boyfriends know them. So if you come in with a toolbox and you've never picked up a wrench before in your life, that is so offensive.
Right. I want you to share, too, what you got Stacy that year, the exercise stuff.
Okay. When Stacy and I first started dating, she went through this period where she was working out like stupid hardcore. Like, she was doing these boot camps where she was getting up at 6 a.m. She was hitting the gym big time. I mean, months of her life were just like, all of a sudden she was obsessed with working out. So I'm watching that whole thing go down, and, you know, I know the theory. You watch, take in the cues, and then you turn them around into something thoughtful. Mm-hmm. So for Christmas, because she was working out so much, I went and I bought her everything that had to do with exercising. And I could see with each and every present she opened, she was getting more and more bummed till she was almost at tears. Like, I got her videos of, like, calves of steel, butt of steel, neck of steel, elbows. So it was like 12 tapes of steel. Then there was a calorie counter. Then there was a scale. Then there was workout equipment. Every single thing I got her had to do with working out. And it was just a big sign to her was like, Merry Christmas, fat ass.
Save that. I would like that to be my holiday ringtone. So that when people call me during this festive season, it's Bert's voice going, Merry Christmas, fat ass.
I was going to say that my dating antichrist 2 years ago got me for Christmas, and I opened this up like in front of my brothers and my mom, a crock pot and a skillet. And it's like, what are you trying to tell me? Like, why would
you
get
cook?
Me? Well, not really. I mean, I guess it was,
like trying to domesticate
start cooking,
you.
Wench.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I love the gifts that guys will get for their girlfriends, but it's really for them. Have you ever heard of this? Like,
lingerie?
No. That's for the woman. But no.
No, it's not.
My best friend's husband got her a GPS system for her car. Like, she didn't want the GPS. He wanted it. And you know what? Now, 1 year later, it's in his car.
Oh, that's funny.
And that was like her big gift.
It's like the Simpson episode where Homer goes shopping for Marge and he gets her a bowling ball with Homer on it.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like they try to pass up, but now in their house, it's just a joke. Yeah. Oh, you mean the GPS you got for yourself for me for Christmas, you know?
Yeah, I hope Jessica really likes the flat screen.
Yeah, flat screen. Yeah, all that technology stuff, you're not buying it for us.
Hey, Brooks, gift imbalance.
All right, this happened to my buddy, and it was actually the girl who screwed up. She was real into the game DDR. He bought her a PS2, the game DDR, the like game pads to go with DDR, and the memory card. So he threw down like $200 or $300, and she got him a plate of brownies.
Oh, yeah, but did he really buy that for her, or was that really for him?
Drunk
no,
brownies.
He bought it for her. He really did.
Well, were they pot brownies? Because
change everything.
That's expensive.
Julie, last call here. Gift imbalance.
Gift imbalance was a couple of years ago. A very, very close childhood friend of my son's, who, you know, they're grown now, but I bought him, you know, dollar for dollar, just about what I bought for my son. So we're talking, you know, probably $400 or so. And he wrapped up and gave me a king-size Hershey bar. It was just horrible. And I really felt bad because it was at that point I really started to question, like, how did he feel about me? you know, the kids always called me mom. I did everything for him. And I was like, does he just not care about me?
Aww.
It was really sad, but he was so proud of himself with the king-size Hershey bar.
Yeah, at least it was the king-size one.
Right. Like, what are you complaining about?
It wasn't like your standard issue checkout aisle. He had to go deep into the grocery. He had to go back into the grocery store.
Well, it's probably 10 for 10, so.
Thank you, Julie. Yeah, and then that mind game goes on and on and on into next year, too. You got to get it right.
So did we define what about the bird show, what
no.
I should get?
Answer Jamie's question. Yeah, we didn't do a
really.
Price limit.
Just get what you think is appropriate for that person.
This is The Bird Show.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb. Now just $1.99. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle. Only $3.99. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner. Just $2.99. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.